Fellow Freedom fans, this is David Allen Carmichael of the Faith and Freedom Show. Yeah, we're back here on Saturday on WIFL, Frank Talk 104.3 FM. And we're looking forward to this time we're going to have with our Florida audience. We're glad to be back with you. Just if you wanted to know, and we're having a little bit of a weak signal, but we're going to have our technicians figure that one out, we were here Monday through Friday up until just about the end of November, beginning this first part of the December month. December, it was November 30th. We shifted to a Saturday broadcast, and I'm here to tell you about that. I just want to let folks know who have been tuning in for quite a while here, our faithful listeners on this, what I call the Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And eventually you're going to figure out how that all works out. So I did want to tell you some really weird things that were going on, because I think it's important to know what's going on. And it was actually good news and bad news. We've been broadcasting here since the first part of May of 2009. We started our Faith and Freedom Show. I tried it out a couple of years ago here on WIFL, January of 2007. And then in May, I guess it was, can't figure out what month that was. I think actually it was July of 2007. We moved our broadcast. We used what we had tried out in January of 2007. We gave it to some radio stations. And we started broadcasting in southeastern Virginia once a week. The radio airtime costs are pretty significant. They're pretty insane. The first, first year, we were taking care of all those costs ourselves. Actually, what it was, it actually came out of my own personal pocket as an adventure. If you're going to start on a radio, you pretty much had better fund it yourself or just forget it. You basically have to prove yourself. So after that, we just kept pressing on. We were invited to come and participate in this Liberty Works radio network idea, where we were going to come and broadcast some things that were substantive. The hope is to not just sit and talk about our favorite political passions, but to take issues of the day and bring relevant information. Things that not just discuss things on how crazy things are and just going along with the mainstream media entertainment take on the issues of the day, but to actually engage you in some thought process, to deconstruct what you're hearing in the news and get down to the truth. And really, our nation is in a juncture in history right now, folks. You are living through something that is on par with the revolution a couple of hundred years ago. You are right there. You are in the midst of a historical event. This one isn't necessarily for the positive. We're on the verge of total self-destruction. I mean, for me, I'll sit back and watch the self-destruction. I'll go through my life and I have decided to follow Jesus, so that's what I do with my life. And so, you know, the whole world can fall around me, and I should be okay. I really should. I'll just press on smartly. The problem is I've got a mission. We all have a purpose here, and I'm trying to fulfill my purpose. And I realize one of the things I have the ability to do is to research and to read and to study and to connect the dots so that I can meet my Florida audience need by looking at the legislation of Florida, looking at the issue of the day, reading the bills that are coming before Congress that nobody on the media is actually reading from, and read them here on the radio. So that's what I've been doing. I've been enjoying it. We've had some great times talking to some people that had just completely diverse opinions, in fact, just very much opposed to what I think. But you know what I've done successfully is engage them. We don't talk about, let's just say hypothetically, we had a president of the United States who was advancing what the Soviet Russians wished they could have done generations ago, but weren't inside here, so to speak, running the entire government. I mean, let's just say hypothetically that was going on. And let's say that I didn't agree with it. Let's just say hypothetically that's what was going on. I would not call the president by his mere last name. I would say the president of the United States, Mr. President, Mr. whatever their name is. And the other thing is I wouldn't lambash my caller. So I've been trying an experiment here. Can we do talk radio, substantive talk radio, talking about the issues, and not defame anybody. Challenge what they think, expose it, deconstruct it, but not defame them. Can we just treat each other as if we're actually created in the image of God instead of some lower life form that hadn't quite evolved as far as ourselves? That's what I wanted to be able to do on talk radio. Problem is, I'm not in Florida. I've been studying Florida activities, minister to my Florida audience, but I'm in Virginia. And I've tried to get sponsors. And you know what? I get phone calls, and I'm really there. Who's this guy calling me? It's just one of those things that hadn't been working out. So what I did is, the week of Thanksgiving, I wasn't able to come up with a sponsor. It just wasn't happening. We are in financial hardship and things like that. Even people that could use the advertising, times are too tough, and they're fearful. We're going to talk about something else. This is my opening segment, by the way. The next segments, tune in. By the way, let's stop just right here. Tell your friends to tune in to 104.3 FM, especially beginning at 3:20. This is kind of the prelude. This is a preamble. This is the opening cartoon entertainment and old-style drive-in movies. This is what this is right now. I'm just kind of bringing you up to date if you're a faithful listener and you plan on being here next time, too, at 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, as long as we can. So I want you to come back because I'm going to be talking to a guy who is a Russian guy who escaped Russia and is here in America, has been since 1974, or I guess he got out of Russia in 74, eventually got in the United States. He's telling us, I'm looking at what we see in what I grew up in Russia. That's what he's going to hear. You're going to hear what this guy's got a great perspective. His name is Leon Weinstein. He's got a book that's come out recently. This is really neat stuff. And you need to tune in because it's imperative for you to listen. But in this thing, I'm just telling my folks, if you're just being tuning in, this show you have not heard yet on Saturday. So those of you Saturday listeners are out on your boat on the water. It's getting a little chilly, but you can still collect some fish. And you're tuning in to talk radio because you got to tune into something. And if you're just tuning in right now, I'm sort of introducing myself. I'm David Allen Carmichael. My website is faithfreedoms.org. I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. It's substantive. In other words, if it doesn't match the Constitution, let's not even talk about it. Talk about that basis. That's something everybody can reference. And of course, then I tell you that I hold myself accountable to the biblical standard. That way you can hold me accountable to that standard. That's kind of fun. It's my show. That's what I normally do. So I was making phone calls to get sponsorship in Florida. It just wasn't happening. So what I was thinking is I need to go ahead and just shut down my 5-day-a-week, 2-hour-a-day show and go back to my Virginia audience who's inviting me to get networked into people that would support the kind of thing I'm doing and then basically come up with a sponsorship so that I could support a Virginia broadcast and a Florida broadcast, but the support would come from Virginia because that's where I'm getting FaceTime. January 18th, I'll be at the Capitol. Outside of the Capitol, there's a place where they have rallies and stuff like that. We're going to have a rally about some 10 Amendment legislation, and they've invited me to speak, those folks that are doing those things. Those folks that were significant, probably the guys that put the most recent elected official into the Attorney General's office. They've invited me to come speak. So I've got people in Virginia that want me to get plugged in. I don't have time. I'm doing a 5-day-a-week show in Florida. So what I'm going to do is I just decided I needed to shut down, maybe broadcast once a week just to keep this pump prime, maybe do some advertising if we can find somebody who would sponsor us for this Saturday broadcast. And it's just amazingly uncostly. It really is. But it's a long story. I don't want to go into details. And just raise his funds. Now, watch what happens. I get off the phone with a Florida guy, the Florida station, and we talked about this and moving me to Saturday. And I said, well, that wasn't really bad news because I really needed to do that anyway. I need time. It's a full-time job doing fundraising, the kind of thing that we're trying to do here. And then when I called Virginia and I talked to the radio station, they said, yes, you can go tell people you're going to do a 5-day-a-week show here. Obviously, I told them I'm going to raise the funds first. We're not going to broadcast hoping it's going to come in. We're going to go find it and then broadcast. That way we can feed Florida at the same time. Before I hung up the phone, this guy, and this is a major radio network, hundreds of stations throughout the country. They said to me, we've just acquired an FM station and an AM station, and it needs a station manager. Would you consider doing it? Now, that's kind of insane. It hadn't happened yet. But this guy who runs several radio stations asked me to go manage stations. He watched what I did just once a week for about almost 2 years in Virginia. And he, after watching that and having some discussions and me trying to help him, there was a couple of things. Maybe it might have been helpful to improve even what they had there. He asked me to be a station manager. I mean, this is trumping those people who are in the system there, in that network, trying to get promoted. So that was quite complimentary. So we're going to see what happens. Really, when I looked at it, really what he needs is somebody to go in behind the enemy lines there for a few months, several months, and kind of get this operation going in these stations that they just acquired, and then maybe get it running nice and smoothly for somebody to just be able to carry on smartly in a nice, calm, cool, collected manner. That's what I think he really needs. But what's really neat about it, to go do what they asked me to do, I have to go out and do what I was planning on doing anyway, and that's getting a network of people that I could articulate this vision, that I could engage this culture today that is just packed, solid, unfruitful earth and till it up so it's ready for good seed. That's what the status of our nation is. We have teenagers that really haven't been taught how to think. They've been taught to take Kool-Aid. And you know what? Our generation is completely lost. The previous generation that was sitting back on their laurels, the generation after the folks that gave us Social Security, they're sitting back going for the ride. They didn't realize that they were allowing their country to go to Hades through the education system, and now they're reaping the rewards. And their 70-year-olds and older are looking and actually coming up to me and telling me they're terrified because of what they see. Well, guess what? So we're going to have to enliven and wake up the next generation and give them a perspective that, yes, there is an ultimate authority that has guided people who started this country from the very beginning. And operating on the truth, we ended up having the most amazing political law system in the planet in history, and prosperity, and a nation that was benevolent, meeting the needs of the entire world. This was the most amazing thing, and we're right smack in the middle of having the thing torn apart from within. There's work that needs to be done. Okay, folks, tune in. This is 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're going to come back with Leon Weinstein. He's going to tell us about what it was like a little bit when he was in Russia. And I think what he's going to probably end up doing is describe what's happening now a little bit. It's heading in that direction. There's things that are going on now that are just shades of what was happening in Soviet Stalinist Russia. He's got, obviously, his family was there when the whole thing took place, so he knows the stories going back to his grandfather's day of how things changed when after their revolution. And you know what? Their revolution that they experienced in 1917 was kind of bloody, but it really wasn't a bloody battle. It was political, socioeconomic. That's what we're doing right now. But what we're doing is we're part of the current administration and the movement that it's affiliated with is in partnership with the same thing in little cells around the world in different countries, undermining what's made your country and your prosperity, what has made that great. And they're getting together now to undermine it for a bigger and what they think is better plan that's going to come back to haunt every one of us. Our number here is going to be 888-850-1872, but don't call until our last segment because I really want you to listen in to Leon Weinstein. What he has to say is imperative. Write this down, faithfreedoms.org. Write my name, David Allen Carmichael. We just secured the web registration for my name. Hey, and we're going to be back tuning in Leon Weinstein, 104.3 FM. Tell your friends.